5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's bring in right now Fox News legal analyst Katie Fang. She is an attorney out of the Miami area. She's kind of our go-to analyst with regard to Baltimore and the Freddie Gray death and the trials that have been going on there. Katie, thanks for joining us. Obviously, we want your take on what's going on in Dallas, too, but let's start with Baltimore. What is the latest now as we have another police officer who is facing trial now? What's going on there?
Well, good morning. So the latest is Lieutenant Brian Rice, the highest-ranking officer that was involved in the Freddie Gray matter, has elected for a bench trial, which was a smart move. As we all know, the last two trials that have happened have been bench trials, with Judge Williams acquitting the last two officers, the most serious one being Cesar Goodson, the van driver, who we discussed last month, ultimately ended up being an across-the-board acquittal. So the prosecution has only put on three witnesses thus far, the first one being the medical examiner, the second one being a chief of staff to the police commissioner in Baltimore, and the last one being the director of information technology for the PD. Let's be frank, guys. You know, Marilyn Mosby's clearly showing the furthering weaknesses in her case. No new evidence from the prosecution has been promised. They're gunning for Lieutenant Brian Rice, saying he's the highest-ranking officer, so he should have known better, and that's it. I mean, I don't really know if anybody's even following it, because at this point, what does she have left to offer? There's nothing new.
Well, and let me just play a little bit of Marilyn Mosby on the day that she announced these charges. Listen to this.
The findings of our comprehensive, thorough, and independent investigation, coupled with the medical examiner's determination that Mr. Gray's death was a homicide, which we received today, has led us to believe that we have probable cause to file criminal charges.
Now, and listen to the cheers of the mob there. You know, back then, you know, May of 2015, we didn't have all of the facts that we have now. Knowing what we have learned in these trials, Katie Fang, hearing those words from Marilyn Mosby, a public official who is charged with some pretty weighty responsibilities on behalf of the government, it almost sounds completely irresponsible on her part, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And those are inflammatory statements catering to a mob mentality public. And you just said we didn't have all the evidence. Well, I have to ask Marilyn Mosby, do you have all the evidence?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what kind of investigation you did. You know, here's another thing I want everybody
to know. It was exhaustive, Katie. She said it was exhaustive.
Oh, yeah, exhaustive, kind of, yeah, yeah. She must have been exhausted standing there on the City Hall steps doing her speech, her stump speech.
Yeah.
So the prosecutors actually have dropped one official misconduct charge against Brian Rice. Let me tell you why this is important. They voluntarily dismissed this charge. They've carried this charge since they indicted him back last year in May. And the crazy thing is, the charge that got dropped was the one that claimed that Lieutenant Rice did not have probable cause to effect the arrest of Freddie Gray. You guys will remember, there was a big think about the switchblade knife that was found on Freddie Gray's person when they arrested him, because he took flight. When he saw the cops, he took off running. They arrested him, and he had an illegal knife on him. She swore up and down forever and a day it was a legal knife, and the defense said it was illegal. And then, oh my gosh, look at that. She now decided to drop that charge. I also wanted to remind everybody, too, Lieutenant Rice is one of five of the Freddie Gray officers that's filed an independent civil lawsuit against Marilyn Mosby and Sheriff's Office Major Samuel Kogan for false arrest, malicious prosecution, etc. So there's some, you know, corresponding litigation that's going on at the same time.
Hi, Katie. It's Jesse. Now, they're looking at his rank as a driving factor. factor in this, yet they've got these three charges that they're still going to drive forward: involuntary manslaughter, second-degree assault, reckless endangerment. Aren't these similar charges to what the other officers faced and they could not prove beyond a reasonable doubt?
The answer is yes, they are identical charges, but I've cautioned everybody always, you know, it's an individualized prosecution for each of the officers, but what ends up being an overlapping concept for all officers, whether or not you have individual conduct or not, is the fact that Judge Williams himself, good, bad, or indifferent, right? Judge Williams has heard it all, seen it all, knows it all. For example, there was a pretrial motion that the state lost because they wanted to use Lieutenant Rice's training since becoming an officer against him. And the judge said, you can't use that because you violated the rules of discovery when you didn't turn it over to the defense in a timely way. So they go in cloaked with problems. And if I were the defense for any of the remaining cops, including Lieutenant Rice, all I have to do is pull the transcript from Judge Williams's ruling,
right,
and I'm going to see where all the holes are. So you guys got to be kidding me. You know, Mosby's got to figure out, if I have no new cards to play, this is the same old tired song that's being played. Nobody's going to want to hear it on rotation anymore.
So, Katie Fang, in light of what we heard from Marilyn Mosby and the riots that we saw in Baltimore last year, and now the way that these cases are going, and then, of course, the two officer-involved shootings that happened this week in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Minneapolis, I want to play something that Barack Obama said yesterday. Now, this was before we saw what happened in Dallas. Here's the president yesterday.
There's a big chunk of our fellow citizenry that feels as if, because of the color of their skin, they are not being treated the same. And that hurts. And that should trouble all of us.
And it does trouble me, frankly, because he's right. People do feel that they're not being treated the same. But when you see the way politicians like Marilyn Mosby and, yes, like Barack Obama, how their rhetoric gets amped up about things like this, it's understandable that they feel this way. But do the facts really bear this out, Katie Fang?
Well, remember, each prosecution, like I just said to you and Jesse, each prosecution has to be looked at through the lens of it specifically. And I think what people need to do is, especially vis-a-vis what happened in Dallas, and including what's happened in Baton Rouge and in Minnesota, it has to be taken into the context for which it deserves. If you look at Mosby, her exceptionally inflammatory rhetoric, and the fact that she's prosecuting these officers for what, from all evidence, I'm not talking opinion, evidence thus far suggests has been an accident, she's got to take some time to think about what she's doing and the message she's sending. It's this incendiary idea that you prosecute cops for doing their job. Now, the cops, if they did something wrong in those other incidents where they are targeting people of color, they should not only be prosecuted, but they should go to jail. That's wrong. But again, you got to look at it calmly and through the lens of each individual situation.
We got to leave it there. Katie Fang, thanks for joining us this morning.